I want to jump right into something that was in the news today as I was driving this afternoon here in the afternoon news with Steve Bertrand. In the news, they were reporting that the 50-50 group, a local restaurant group here in town, is going to require all of their employees to be fully vaccinated by July 15th. And I thought, hey, I know Scott Weiner. He's the co-owner of the 50-50 restaurant group because he's been on the show before. Hey, Scott, how are you tonight? Not this morning yet. Hey, buddy.
Hey. Good to talk to you. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for coming back on with us. We appreciate it. I had you in studio, and so I know that was a long time ago because we haven't been allowed to have anybody in studio in over a year, but I think you were in to talk about every year at your Roots restaurant. You guys do a kind of a pizza off thing every year. Remind me what that was.
Yeah, it was the Chef Series pizzas. That was right before all the COVID stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it was one of my last nights out. If you really think about it.
Yeah, so that was probably my last in studio guest. Now that I think about it, too, possibly. So before we get into what you're doing now, tell me a little bit about this last year. You guys have a bunch of different restaurants, and I know that it's been, I'm sure, insane for you guys trying to keep everything going. How has you as a group that owns, I think, how many restaurants do you guys have? 5 or 6?
15.
Oh, so a lot more than that. So how have you pivoted and been able to keep things going over this last year?
It's been pretty tough. I mean, we initially in March, we started providing meals in the industry. We partnered with, you know, some places throughout Chicago as well as the country. And we ended up donating about 80,000 meals, mostly to service industry people, and then we expanded it. So that was the first part, and that was mobilizing, you know, it was an opportunity to keep some people on the payroll.
Yeah.
But we ultimately shut everything down, just like everyone, but we did really well with Roots, our delivery business. It was already established, so that wasn't tricky, but we had about 750 employees pre-COVID, and, you know, at one point we're below 100. And right now we're in the mid to high threes. We'll be back around probably 450, 500 by the end of the summer, but still not where we used to be.
It's still going to be almost 30% lower than where you were. So that's a tough hit. Have all the restaurants, I know they closed down for a while, but pre-COVID, all those restaurants, are they all back up and running now?
No, not yet. You know, we take over the Second City Theaters. That's going to be May. We have a place in Loop called 90th Meridian. That will be June. But some of our other places, like Steadfast, which is in a hotel, Apogee, Portsmouth, we'll look to open them maybe later this year. A lot of it's just out of our hands.
Sure.
We'll see. We'll see. The fortunate thing for us is that we've got, our banks have been great, and our landlords have been great. We've really been lucky.
Well, that is really good. And tell me about the government response, because when the Paycheck Protection Program came out, I mean, that was a great deal for a lot of places. Tough for places like the restaurant industry or breweries and stuff, because it was giving you money to keep people on the payroll, but if you couldn't serve customers, it was nice that you were able to keep paying people, but it wasn't helping you as much as it could have. Was that, I know you'll take the help that you can get, but looking back, did that help the restaurant industry in the way it really should have, or were some mistakes made there?
You know what? We're lucky because I was able to, especially in last July when we've got these giant patios, you know, Utopian Tailgate. So I was able to produce revenue, and it really, really did help me. PPP, I would say, was not just a lifeline once, but now twice. Because I would say last October up until about maybe February, we lost about $2 million in cash. You know, wow. It was just gone. So the PPP, sort of recouped to the bank accounts, if you will. I'll be honest, between the ERTC, the tax credits, the restaurant, relief fund, which, you know, a lot of local guys, Donnie Medea, Kevin Bain, were a big part of. I've been fairly happy with the federal government's response. You know, I've been less happy with what I've seen at the state and at the city level.
And is that, you know, I've talked to other places that were frustrated about taxes and about rent and help that was given locally. So that was the same frustration for you?
Yeah, you know, I just ultimately, you know, we dealt with crime. We dealt with so many things out here. And I'll give the mayor's office a lot of credit. She communicates with me and the Restaurant Association very, very often. But the reality is that the city couldn't do anything, and nor can the state. You know, they really they provided some grants, but you know, for as much business as they've taken away, I don't know that they've really been able to help anybody. So
we're speaking with Scott Weiner. He's one of the co-owners of the 50/50 Restaurant Group. You can find all of their locations at the 50 and then 50 group.com. So the 50/50 group, throw a 50 on the second one, .com. When we come back, let's find out about now requiring, as things start ramping back up, they've come out and said all of our employees will be fully vaccinated. Why did they make that decision, and has that caused any problems within the workspace? We'll find out next here on 720 WGN. Scott Weiner is the co-owner of 50/50 Group, the 50/50group.com. Throw a 50 on that second 50, and you'll find all the locations that they have open and about. So, Scott, you guys made a little news earlier today when it was on the news here on WGN Radio that you guys are going to require all of your employees to be fully vaccinated by July 15th. How did you come to that decision?
You know, a lot of it was just listening to my employees, and not just my employees, but service industry people around the city and around the country. They've been asking for a safe place to come back to work, and they want that vaccine. So the reality for me was it was a real easy decision. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I understood the legalities of it before I went ahead and did it. But it, you know, it's just, to me, it's smart business. I got a newborn, I got, you know, 4 months. I think I'm going to feel safer taking a kid that I can't vaccinate to a restaurant where at least I know the staff's vaccinated. So a lot of different reasons like that. I think we kind of came to that decision that was the right thing to do for us.
Congratulations, by the way. What was it like having a baby during a pandemic?
Well, I got COVID 2 weeks before my wife's due date.
Oh, jeez.
And then gave it to her, and then gave it to my three-year-old. So it was a little stressful.
That had to be very
Absolutely.
Stressful. Do they, I imagine they don't test the baby at all to find out, like, I imagine blood is drawn from babies for all sorts of tests. Do they run a COVID test at all to see if the baby did have COVID?
I don't think they did, but they tested us. Mm-hmm. We had to tell our doctor, and they tested us when we went in for our delivery day and basically said, like, you're either on the COVID floor or you're not. And even if you're going to test negative, we're still not going to really let you leave.
Yeah.
So it turned out okay for us. And, you know, but at the same time as I'm dealing with that, I got COVID at work, and I'm pretty sure I gave it to a chef, and we had to shut down. I had to shut down three restaurants just that week alone. And Jeez. I've had to shut down my restaurants now through COVID. We don't make a big deal of it. We close it down, you know. But I've had to do that probably 5-6 times. And then you bring in remediation companies that, like, spray the place down. And, you know, every time you do it, you're looking at a huge hit financially, on top of the fact that, you know, PPP is great, but I can't afford to pay every single person all the time for 5 days if we have to close the restaurants down. So
right.
This is a way of just getting rid of that.
All right, so quick question first, many questions, but first, you didn't do something real cutesy and, like, name the baby Fauci or something like that, right?
No, Beckham, okay. Muir. I'm a huge, my first kid, it's Grayson Theodore, so I'm a big Teddy Roosevelt guy, and John Muir, I'm also a National Parks guy, so I get the middle names, my wife gets the first names.
And did she name him after David Beckham?
No, we just like how it sounds.
Okay.
That's what we're all afraid
well,
of.
Well, that's pretty cool.
The thing is David Beckham.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that's what does pop into mind. But that's still a cool, strong name. So congratulations to you guys. That's awesome. You mentioned your only concern was the legality of it. What were you told about that, about requiring your employees to have the vaccine?
Well, you know, first, we're an at-will, and I'm not a public company, and we're not government. My company is not a democracy, you know. I felt it was the right thing to do. So I did, however, my leadership team, my ops team, we all talked through it, talked to a lot of the staff. The biggest thing that I heard was, you know, are there exemptions? And from the legal side, we absolutely have those. So, you know, for religion, if someone has an ADA disability, nursing mother, pregnant, they're not going to have to take it. So it was more just the legality side. And then, you know, on the other question we asked was, are there going to be some people in the public that are going to attack us? Because, you know, that's happened all through.
Sure.
You know, they always tell you not to make too many political statements when you're in the restaurant business, but it's really been hard this last year with George Floyd. You know, just all the different things going on to not have to, you know, tell people who you are.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to think is you're part of like the Flat Earth Society. And that's really been the only brushback I've gotten on this is, you know, we'll get the people that will like email us and say, I'm never coming to your restaurants again. Or hit us up on Facebook. And, you know, one of the guys, like his background picture was, you know, he's carrying an AR. Another one had the We the People behind him. And then, you know, we had a couple QAnoners. So, yeah. So far I'm feeling okay about how people are reacting.
I would imagine even more common, though, is just people showing up at the restaurant who don't want to wear masks. Have you guys had a lot of issues with, you know, we're allowing people back in restaurants, but social distancing, masks, the whole thing? And, you know, I just walked through River North tonight to come over here to the studio, and it was wonderful to see life back in River North tonight. But there's a lot of people walking around without masks. Now, I don't blame them. You're outside. You're not near anybody. Yeah, you don't truly need to wear a mask. But in general, we want to keep these things going until people get more and more vaccinated. So how have things been in the restaurants as far as the customers?
You know, the customers have, there's definitely been some hard ones to deal with. You know, I don't want someone's political opinion when they come in the restaurant. You either wear a mask or you don't come in. So I would say last year we spent a lot more money in security. And that was also one of the biggest tricks, like, and biggest challenges is we're still hospitality. You got to be nice to people.
Yeah, you do.
You know, and sometimes people aren't going to be nice to you. You know, we're not the kind of group where it's okay, you can talk to my people any way you want. There's a very fine line where it's just, all right, you know, you'd be happier down the street. So we've definitely had some hard times enforcing. I think my staff, honestly, knowing that most of them are vaccinated now, they're a lot less on edge. And I've noticed that. And they tend to be giving more genuine hospitality versus you always kind of see in the back of their heads, like, oh, that guy just took his mask off.
And, yeah.
So, there's been some real, you know, a-holes out there that just want to make a political statement everywhere they go. And, you know, we've told them they can make it down the street. So,
you know, Scott, I know from interviewing you in the past that you are all about events and, you know, the food, of course, but doing things like having the contest at Roots with the pizzas by famous chefs around the city and some outdoor things and different things like that. Are you starting to plan again doing special things, or are you guys a little hesitant and gun shy because you don't really know how things are going to be 2 months, 3 months from now?
I'm full speed ahead. We've actually just hired a new director of sales and marketing for the company. We've expanded our event and sales team. We went from getting like, and I know this isn't the exact question, but we went from seeing about 8 to 10 inquiries a week to last week we had over 200 across the company. So people are ready to come back out. And then in terms of ways to activate the restaurants and have fun things, we just had to do it a little different over the last year. And it definitely wasn't the same because, quite frankly, people were just happy to be out of their house.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the thing is ultimately what I've learned is, like, I took for granted the fact that I could go out whenever I wanted to, especially that I do it for work. But I've seen, you see the look on people's faces now when they get out in a place with their friends and there's just like, There's some pretty cool happiness that you see in people's eyes, and you know you're doing something right. Now, the last part about it is when can some dude pick up a chick in a bar, you know?
Then we'll know that society has returned. That's what we're saying. Hey, real quick, so do you expect, some people are speculating that a roaring 20s is ahead of us because we're coming out of this. Do you feel like the pent-up life that we've led for the next year could spur us on to some really insane pendulum swinging the other way times?
You know, I know that corporations want to spend money to rebuild their company culture. I can't tell you any time in the last month I'm on a Zoom call or someone doesn't like say how much they hate Zoom.
Yeah.
So I know company culture is going to come back in a big way. And there are some companies have done very, very well during COVID. They have money to spend. So I think events are going to be big. I know that a lot of people have been able to save money. So hopefully they'll pull it out of the stock market before it all, you know, blows up in the next couple of weeks. They can spend it in my places. but like in terms of the whole, like this roaring 20s thing, like, nah, I think that like for the next like 6 months, people are going to be busy going crazy and then things will settle back into a normal routine by next summer. And you also have to understand that like a lot of people haven't been able to come out of COVID,
yeah,
like with money in the bank, and they've had, yeah, really rough years or lost family.
For sure.
I think we still
got a ways to go. I got to jump to the news here in a second, Scott, but I really appreciate you being on. I wish you all the best of luck. We can't wait to get back out and start enjoying some pizza in person and all the other great establishments. Scott Weiner, co-owner of the 50/50 Group. Check him out at the 50 and then 50group.com. Scott Weiner with that group there.